Okay, so today we want to talk about something a little bit random, and that is about the Loki series in Marvel, because it was a year ago, basically, that the TV show finished, and Camden actually just finished it a couple days ago.
That's true.
So we kind of wanted to talk about it because it's something that we both really enjoyed, and so we kind of want to give a little overview of what it was about in case you don't know, and maybe why we liked it so much, and what we kind of hope for with that kind of story in the future.
Yeah. I don't remember the plot, to be honest. It was a love-hate relationship for me. I literally watched the first season, but only part of it, because my roommate was like, oh, these aren't important, so we skipped a bunch. I made that sound so much more rude than she made it sound. I'm sorry. No.
Not salty.
So I jumped around a little bit. But there were a couple episodes that I just was like, this show sucks, and I hate it, and I'm never watching it again. But then, Nathan was like, yo, season 2, you gotta get there. So I got there. And it was baller, I'm not gonna lie. Those last 3 episodes, actually, the last 2 episodes were fire. The last one, mic drop, you know?
Yeah. Well, if you know, you know, I guess.
If you know, you know, yeah.
And that's also, I guess, something. If you desperately want to watch Loki for yourself, we're gonna be talking about it. So if you don't want spoilers, then you can go...
Go listen to our first episode again. I'm just kidding.
That has nothing to do with what we're going to do.
I know.
Should watch...
Is Loki.
Is Loki. So go watch those really quick. There's 12 episodes, so that'll take you, like, 12 hours.
Give or take.
And then come back.
There you go.
And then watch it again.
Or get an overview of it, what we hated about it, what we liked about it, and then go watch it.
Exactly.
Define for yourself.
Yeah. And like Camden said, I think the second season is really, like, a huge mic drop, and the first one kind of has to build up to it.
It's true. It's important.
Watch you can't it. Really get the whole grasp of what happened in the second season without watching the first part, and I know for some people it can be a little hard to get through.
There were some good episodes in the first one.
Yeah, I thought it was actually really good.
Yeah, there were some really good
episodes. I enjoyed most of them.
So,
for those that don't know... Loki is basically said to be from the Avengers, and it's like an alternate, like a variant of Loki, they call him, because he's from this other kind of timeline. And so it can kind of get confusing, but that's basically who he is. So Loki was really evil. He was trying to take over the planet, as one does, and was using aliens and stuff like that. And anyway, so... He gets arrested by what they call the TVA, and they take him in and are like, hey, you did stuff that you were not supposed to.
And what does TVA stand for again?
Time Variant Authority, I think.
Thank you.
Is what it is.
Just for those who don't know.
Yes.
Because I didn't, obviously.
And so, basically, they take him in, and he's going to be arrested for the stuff that he did that he wasn't supposed to, because it changed how time was going to flow. And I'm trying to remember. I think, basically after that, he discovers that this whole association or authority, that's the word, is kind of like corrupted, and it's not what people think it is. So he tries to take it down. And this is with Loki and a guy named Mobius, who was played by Owen Wilson. It was pretty cool, actually.
Homie. He's a good one. Great actor, especially in this series. Tom Hiddleston did a great job as well, as he does when he's playing Loki.
Yeah.
He had to play a lot of different versions of himself, kind of. I mean, there were other versions played by other people, but I feel like there were a couple of different versions of himself that he did a good job, like, switching characters for. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's something that, like... Later in the season, we meet this other character named Sylvie, which is supposed to be a female variant of Loki. And so they both have kind of the same powers, but and then they're kind of the same person, but kind of not. And so... Yeah.
For all the girls out there, you will love her hair in the first season. But the second season, let me tell you, it looks awful. It literally looks so bad. I don't know what the actor or the people in charge of it were doing. It looks like she has a mullet and bangs, and I just cannot. But the first season, her hair is amazing, so hold on to that while you can.
And for the guys, the show's amazing. You should just watch it.
For the people who actually
it has Tom Hiddleston in it. That's true. And Owen Wilson, they both did a really good job, as Camden said. The cast was really good. Yeah. And yeah. So basically, this is something that happens is as Loki and Sylvie are working together, they kind of form this weird like relationship with each other. Because they're both the same person, but I don't know, it's kind of weird.
Yeah. There's one episode in particular that you're like, he just fell in love with himself. That makes me mildly uncomfortable, yeah. You know?
And that's what Owen Wilson's character even points out. Like, Loki's character was so narcissistic that the only person he could fall in love with was himself.
Was a female version of himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, but once you get past that, you know, it's okay.
Yeah,
because that's not talked about at all in the second season, really. I mean, it kind of is.
A little bit, but
not nearly as much as the first season, for sure.
Yeah. And like Camden mentioned, there are other variants that he meets. He meets one that is himself, but like more evil. There's a kid version of him who killed Thor, and that's what he kind of messed up in his timeline.
Yeah, so they're like, get out of there. You're not there anymore.
Yeah. There's this really old guy that's also Loki. There's an alligator.
The alligator goes crazy.
Yeah, an alligator Loki.
He's got the little horns and everything. Yeah. It's perfect.
I can't remember if there were any others.
I think there was another guy, but I don't remember. Oh, it was like this big, like, African-American dude.
Oh, yeah, you're right, yeah.
It was like built. Thing that guy was tall. Anyway,
yeah, there were a few of them. Yeah. So it's kind of interesting because they're all the same but different. They have these different stories but the same powers, and
yeah.
And so that's what they all work together, and yeah, that's what Loki and Sylvie are like the main Lokis, though. They're the ones that we really follow.
Yeah, the other ones are only in like maybe two episodes, but Loki and Sylvie are in almost every single one.
Yeah.
Well, and Loki obviously is in everyone. Right.
Thank goodness. Yeah, that's something that they learn, that there are these timekeepers, as they call them, that are kind of in charge on how time is supposed to flow. So things are supposed to happen a certain way, and if they don't, then they go to those timelines and they prune them, is what they call them, which is basically sending them to this other dimension that is like outside of time.
But you really don't know about for a long time.
Yeah, because it's kind of mysterious. You just think
that they die. So, yeah, but then they end up in this other place with this massive cloud, and they're like, "Oh no," you know.
Yeah, that's some good nutshelling there, though.
Yeah,
that's basically what happens.
Yeah.
Oh. yeah. So that's what they have to deal with, all of that, and then they learn that the timekeepers aren't actually real. They're just these robots that are being run by someone else. And
even the people who work there don't know.
Yeah, they've all kind of been like brainwashed.
Yeah.
In a way. Like their memories have been wiped and they just work for the TVA. And so they just do whatever the timekeeper said. So then like Loki and Sylvie discover that they're just these androids. And so they go to find like who's actually in charge.
Sylvie's a little aggressive. Can we just take a minute to say that?
It is true.
Because she just like, bro, she saw those timekeepers and she was like, ha! Cuts off its head, you know? Like, that was a little aggressive there, man. But, I mean, she's got passion because she was taken from her family, so she...
Yeah, small price to pay for passion, I guess, is just being unnecessarily violent.
She's passionate. I don't know.
We can all take a page out of her book. If you want to be more passionate, go...
You don't have to be violent. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. Go play Halo or Assassin's Creed or something.
That's exactly, yeah. Go play a violent video.
Assassin's Creed is baller. Anyway, that's a whole other story that I will not get into. But Black Flag is the best one. Now I'm done getting into it.
Yeah,
Anyway, back to the plot of Loki.
Yeah. Let's see. So then after that...
Yeah, so after they find the timekeeper robots, they go to the place with the big cloud, and then they eventually get out, and they find He Who Remains, which is such an interesting name, actually.
Yeah, because, like, he basically, he names himself He Who Remains, but it's basically saying, like, I'm the last one standing, like, because he lives at the end of time, like, he's the one who's been dictating everything that's been happening. And there's other variants of him named Kang the Conqueror and things like that. And they're, like, super evil.
Yeah, they show up in other Marvel areas.
Like, they were in Ant-Man and something else, I don't remember. But, so they've kind of shown up. And basically, he calls himself He Who Remains to sort of remain anonymous to those guys and then also take care of them. Because if he's not there, then the other Kangs will come out and start a big war. So that's kind of what he thinks, he's doing something good, but he's actually not letting people have free choice.
Yeah.
Because if it doesn't go his way, then he just gets rid of their timeline.
And so a lot of the show just talks about them trying to give people free will when it comes to their timeline. And
Yeah, and they have this idea that's kind of confusing. They call it the sacred timeline, which is like basically what we've known as the MCU this whole time, where all of these other movies are actually taking place. And so that's really what's supposed to be happening. And then there are these branch offs, or like the variants and stuff. And that's where they say like Tobey Maguire Spider-Man and Andrew Garfield Spider-Man are and stuff like that.
That's where they all came together.
Yeah, those other kind of movies, like they're kind of in the same place, but not really. So it makes it all super confusing. Or like the X-Men movies and stuff like that are all, I don't know, it gets a lot. But basically they call the sacred timeline where like Iron Man and the Avengers and Guardians of the Galaxy are and things like that.
All that stuff that you know is the basic MCU.
Yeah. Well, that's basically like the first season.
Yeah.
Like they ultimately have the choice of if they let He Who Remains live, then things will just keep going as they have been. And the universe will be protected from this multiversal war, or they can kill him and let everyone have free choice with that kind of risk.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how they leave the first season, right?
Yeah. Well, no. Because the finale of the first season, Sylvie kills him.
Hmm.
And then the new season starts when they're in, like, this new world without him, basically.
Yeah. Because, yeah, that's basically how it is. Because, like, from the second season, then, we see Loki. He is suddenly in this world telling everyone that there was this guy named He Who Remains, and it was, like, really scary and things like that. He's obviously pretty shook, but no one knows what he's talking about because he's in this, like, other timeline.
And nobody really knows who he is at that point.
Yeah.
Is that one?
And that's when we kind of see him do that time-slipping stuff.
Yeah, time-slipping. That's crazy. Yeah, that was... There were some good comedic parts from that. Good old Owen Wilson. Looked painful, right? Anyway. oh, it's a good one. Time-slipping is basically, like, he's just going from one reality to the other in the time, like, timelines. So, one reality knows who he is and, like, what he's doing, and the other one doesn't really know who he is. And so he just keeps slipping back and forth between those times, and he doesn't really know how to control it or how to stop it. So.
Yeah, and it's kind of like this violent-looking thing where he just, like, suddenly apparates kind of thing.
His body's kind of being, like, ripped apart and back together.
He's, like, going to the past and the future and can't really stay in the same place. So that's kind of the first couple episodes. Maybe just the first one.
I think that's the first episode talks about that.
They meet this guy named Ouroboros, or OB.
OB,
I can't remember the actor's name, but he was in a few things. Like, he was in the first Indiana Jones, right?
Yeah.
In that movie, Everything Everywhere All at Once, and stuff like that.
He's a good actor. He's comedic in this one.
Yeah, like he's a really funny character. And
he's really smart, really funny. Basically wrote the whole guide to the TVA.
Yeah. So he's, like, kind of a big brain, but works in the basement all alone.
He's kind of like one of those kids that you meet that's, like, really book smart, always gets A's, maybe valedictorian, you know? But he literally knows nothing when he gets outside. Like, you could ask him a simple, like, social question, and he would be like, what are you talking about?
What do you feel like? I feel like you know this person. Like, you're describing
someone.
Is this Garrick? Is that who you're talking about?
No. Garrick is social sometimes. Yeah.
Okay.
Garrick is my brother, for those who don't know.
Yeah, valedictorian, really smart. And
he was salutatorian.
Oh, sorry. The
valedictorian was crazy.
Okay. Sorry, he was first loser rather than second best.
But he did say, I would rather be salutatorian and have a social life than be valedictorian. Like, our ballad.
Oh, so Trayson is like. No, that's what you're saying.
I don't know Trayson, but. No, I just feel like there's that people that we know, you know? Those type of people you just know. That you're like, you're a genius and so stupid at the same time. You know? Book smart, but not street smart.
Interesting. Okay.
No, Obi's funny.
Yeah, that's basically OB, though. Yeah. Like, he's a really funny guy, pretty genuine. And they basically come to him with this problem. They're like, Loki keeps slipping up all over the place, but we really need him to be able to figure this all out. And so his idea is to... They, like, extract him from the timeline. It's, like, really weird. You kind of just have to see it to understand, but...
Yeah. Basically, he just, like, prunes all the other versions of him in the other timelines, which is... weird, but...
Yeah, it's kind of weird. And then it, like, rips him out, and then he's, like, all cured of it. He doesn't have to worry about it, and so he goes along his merry way. And then they meet the guy named Brad Wolf, which, that's, like, his timeline name. His name is really, like, X5,
something X5, like that. Yeah, he works for the TVA as X5. And then there's X15, who's been helping him this whole time. Is it 15?
I think it's B15. B15. Maybe. I don't remember. Yeah, it's all B15. These numbers.
Yeah.
But basically, his job was to go out and prune those timelines that had gotten off track. And we learned that he was, like, in cahoots with some other people to try to brand or to get rid of a bunch of timelines. Because I guess we haven't mentioned this. This is what's happening, is since they killed He Who Remains, all of the timelines are going crazy because none of them are being pruned anymore.
So there's just a lot of them.
Yeah, and there's so many that all this chaos is happening. Like, the TVA wasn't meant to handle this many timelines happening at the same time.
Yeah.
And so X5, or Brad, as we can call him, he's in this big plan to go prune a bunch of them so that... they can keep going and it doesn't damage the facility and stuff. But other people don't want it to happen because they're killing billions of people.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what they just keep.
Yeah, basically the two sides here are, we need to get this under control so that it's not crazy. And in order to do that, we have to prune these timelines versus you're taking all those people away from their homes. You're killing all these people. We need to keep them safe. And they're trying to find a balance there, but not really because they're not working together.
Yeah. And that's kind of an interesting ethical dilemma, because I don't think any one person is right.
No.
Because that's what some of them are saying is, like, if there's so many happening, the whole system's gonna, like, basically blow up and then there'll be nothing.
Yeah.
And then the other people are saying, well, that's taking away people's free choice. Like, we need to let them have choices.
And this is where Somi's passion comes back in. She gets, like, really aggressive, and she's like, nobody else is right. It's all about me. I am the right way. You should only do it my way.
Yeah.
So she gets kind of annoying, but also she just works at McDonald's now. So.
Right, yeah, because at this point, Sylvie, after she kills He Who Remains, just decides, I'm going to go live my life on the timeline, and I'm going to go work at McDonald's. Yeah.
And so Brad was also sent to go find her, figured out where she was, and then didn't really do anything about it. He just kind of, like, went and started making movies because he decided he wanted to be a movie star, so.
Right. Yeah, like, he just want, like, that's kind of what these people want, is just a normal life, basically, because they are either these variants that have been on the run, or they've been working for the TVA and haven't really ever had a life that they knew. And had
all their memories of their life erased, except for B-15, who kind of got her memories back when she interacted with Sylvie.
Yeah.
And so she's on their side because she's like, well, I really missed out on all these opportunities in my life that I could have had.
And it's kind of interesting, like... At the TVA, time doesn't really pass, so people kind of stay the same. They only age if they leave, basically.
Yeah.
And so they've been working there for hundreds and thousands of years sometimes, and they don't even know what life they had on the timeline.
Yeah.
And that character, Mobius, he kind of says, I would rather not know, because if it's something good, then I don't want to know what I missed out on. And if it's something bad, then that's easy. Like, I know this is better what I want. And then we learn later in the series that he actually, like, has his own family on the timeline, and he has a couple business. Of kids and a business and things like that.
Yeah, he's got his own home. He's got, I don't know,
yeah. Yeah, so for him, it was a pretty good life. And so
he was a single dad, though.
He was a single dad. Like, there were some hard things.
He had to decide to give up his kids at one point, and then Loki was like, it's okay, we can get them back. Like, don't worry. But it was a hard choice for him because it was his kids. Mm-hmm. And.
Yeah. And so, yeah, that's basically Let's see, after
the first couple episodes.
Right, yeah, that was the first few.
But then...
One of them's called Breaking Brad, which I think is really funny.
That was a great episode.
That's basically where they find out what their plan was to go and prune all of them. Basically, Loki decides he's going to interrogate Brad, and he's the god of mischief, so he's finds this way to break him and find the information he needs. It's kind of just a interesting episode.
It was kind of just a trick, though. He wasn't actually going to hurt him, but
right.
Brad didn't know that because it's Loki, so who's going to trust Loki, you know? Right,
exactly. and then I think the next episode has to do with Renslayer is this lady. Yeah. She was in charge of the TVA. She basically answered to the timekeepers. And she's kind of corrupt now, and she's just off on her own. And she was tasked with going to find a variant of He Who Remains as a kid and just drop a TVA handbook in his window. So basically he would find this handbook and be inspired to become this scientist that would eventually become He Who Remains himself. It's kind of deep.
Yeah, and so her and Miss Minutes, who is a cartoon clock that gets really annoying.
That's exactly how it sounds.
Yeah, cartoon clock, Miss Minutes. She was created by He Who Remains, and so her and Renslayer team up to get the kid back to where he was supposed to be. And then they go into the future a little bit, where he's finally like showing off his creation to just people in the community. It's called the Loom, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is basically the thing that keeps the time strands in place and keeps them from going too crazy. But it's just a prototype, and it, like, blows up its whole thing.
Yeah, and I think the idea wasn't for time itself. Like, I think he had the idea for using it for electricity or something to help with that.
Yeah.
And this guy's name was Victor Timely. That's, like, the variant's name.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, he was, like, an inventor and did all of that.
And was really bad at it, actually.
Yeah.
Like, a bunch of people were mad at him because they're like, my invention doesn't work anymore. He's like, oh, my bad, it was just a prototype. Yeah. You know? But... anyway, they take him back after more fighting between Sylvie and Loki because Sylvie wants to just kill him again.
Yeah, Sylvie's gonna Sylvie.
Yeah, yeah. They take him back to the TVA to try to fix their problem with the overflowing amount of branches of the timeline. And it doesn't really work.
Yeah.
They try to make it work and it doesn't.
Right.
But then Loki kind of goes around and everybody's forgotten who he is. So he just kind of goes around to different timelines, again, time slipping, but uncontrollably, and tries to get everybody to kind of team up to help fix the TVA.
Yeah. And that's something I thought was super interesting when I first saw the show, was they have this huge buildup for like 4 episodes about finding Victor Timely in order to save the sacred timeline. And then they get him in there. It looks like it's all going to go well. And then,
boom.
Yeah, he goes down. Their idea is we're going to launch this prototype that he has into the Loom to make it bigger so that it can account for more of the timelines.
Yeah.
And they need Victor Timely because they were locked out of the system and they needed, like, his authentication.
Yeah.
But he was dead, so they went to go find this variant. Anyway, then Victor Timely goes to run out to fix it, and he kind of just turns into... Spaghetti,
as they call it.
Yeah, because there's so much radiation.
Yeah, there's
going
like
on.
So much buildup for this moment. It's like 4 episodes worth, and then all of a sudden, boom, he's just gone.
Yeah,
like,
and that's like the very end of the episode.
And everyone's like, that didn't work how we thought it was gonna work.
And for me, when I first saw that, I was kind of blown away. I was like, oh my goodness. And I had to wait a whole week to figure out what happened next. And here Camden could just go to the next one.
I'm like, next episode, like, let's go.
And she knows there are 2 more episodes,
so
she's
good.
Fine.
Yeah, that episode was really good. That's when it started to really pick up and kind of become really, really interesting. Even though the other ones were interesting, this one was like, dang, this is really grabbing my attention a lot more.
Let's see. And then episode 5 had to do with him. He started time slipping again,
Time slipping, and so he's trying to gather all these people. And then he finds OB, and OB's like just this writer somewhere. And he's like, I have no idea what you're talking about, but hypothetically, what if we just got you to control your time slipping? And then you could just kind of like figure it all out and get it all together, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, how would you do that? He's like, I don't know.
Yeah. Because that's something, Loki, he had been time-slipping around to random places. So he saw Mobius, what owned this, like, jet ski store kind of a thing. So he was a salesman. And that's where we find out he has his family and a couple of kids and stuff. Then he meets Casey, who's a scientist that they have on the team. He was in Alcatraz and was escaping
with some dudes. He's like, you gotta find your own ride back. This guy's like, I'm just here to help you, man. And their names are all different, so every name he calls them is just like, what are you talking about?
And they don't know what's happening because they're on this timeline, then they don't know who Loki is or the TVA.
Right.
So they're just normal people, basically.
Yeah. B-15 was like a doctor.
Yeah, B-15 was a doctor.
Sylvie went back to McDonald's.
But she still
remembered. Yeah.
She still remembered, so that was kind of nice, but basically, Obi's idea was, if we bring all these people together, then we'll be able to come back to the TVA and figure stuff out.
Yeah.
It's kind of confusing, because the TVA basically blew up, it was done with, and all these timelines are just starting to die, but Loki is able to, like, time travel and time slip, so he's able to go to the TVA before that all happened, and it's like kind of weird. So eventually in this episode he figures out how to time slip, like control it.
Yeah,
and so he was able to go back there, and that's where episode 5 ends. He goes right back to the event before episode 4 ends, and the whole thing
because they all die because their time branches were erased, basically. And so all of his friends are dead, and he's like, wait a second, this isn't how this is supposed to work. So he's like, what if I just go back and try again and try to fix what they did the first time, so that Victor Timely doesn't just, like, die immediately, you know?
Yeah.
So then that one ends, and then we start episode 6, which is
cinematic masterpiece. Really good. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
I think this episode, like, should have been part of a movie or something, because seeing that in, like, honestly, the theater would have been crazy.
Some of the best stuff that Marvel has done in the last 5 to 10 years.
Right. Yeah. Easily. It was really good.
Easily.
And it kind of starts off like what Camden said. His idea is, well, let's just do this faster. If we get Victor Timely out there fast enough, then he'll be able to make the loom bigger before the whole thing explodes.
Yeah.
And so he keeps looping time, basically, and's like explaining things faster. He's going just to do basically the whole past season faster than he had done it before.
Yeah, and he eventually just tries to figure out the engineering himself, because he's like, I'm sick of trying to explain this to you guys when you don't believe me.
Yeah,
I'm just going to figure out all the engineering myself so I can just fix it for you.
Yeah.
Which takes literally centuries.
Yeah, that's what he says, like, OB, how long would it take me to learn everything that you guys know about engineering and physics and the time, like the TVA and everything? And he's like, oh, it would take years or centuries.
He's like, decades. And then Casey's like, it would take centuries. And so he's like, okay, well. And then it's like centuries later. And so he's still trying. Still running around. I can't imagine repeating that over and over again for centuries. Like, that would be crazy. You'd get pretty sick of it pretty fast. But, I mean, he couldn't do anything else. So
right. And that was something like, he knew exactly what people were going to say, where they were going to be. So he's like, all right, it doesn't matter. Just go in, go do this, get out, don't do this, or else you'll literally die because there's not enough time.
Yeah.
They end up doing it. The plan succeeds, and Victor Timely comes back, and they find out that it wasn't enough. The whole thing, there's just too many branches, because they say there becomes an infinite number, and you just can't account.
And it can't keep up with infinite, that, for infinite how much timelines. It's changing, so then it gets good.
Yes.
You know, it gets really good.
Because that's the part where he then goes way back in time to the end of the first season to talk to He Who Remains again. And he's basically like, all right, we just can't kill He Who Remains. I have to stop Sylvie from doing that. And she basically says then, like, okay, you're going to have to kill me because I want to do this. It's this passion that Camden's talking about. Because she just wants to kill people.
Somebody wants to die, yeah, I know.
But
he doesn't want to do that. So he actually goes back even further to, like, the first episode when he's talking to Morbius, and he's like, Morbius, what would you do in my situation if this was what you were given? And Morbius is like, well, I mean, I don't know. And then he kind of gives him some good advice.
Right.
And then, Loki's like, okay, I can't kill Sylvie, but I have to do something.
Mm-hmm. Because he says, like, sometimes we have to make the sacrifice in order to help the most people or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So then he goes back to which part? Does he just go straight back to the...
He just goes back to with Sylvie, basically, and He Who Remains.
And He Who Remains.
Yeah, because he's there and...
And he talks to He Who Remains for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because He Who Remains knows that he can time slip and...
Right.
He figures out how to, like, freeze time, which is crazy.
Yeah, it's, like, kind
of
weird.
There's a lot of stuff you gotta, like, forget about everything you've learned about science in order to enjoy the show. Like, like, you just can't think about anything scientifically. It's just like, okay, this is how it is. Because right. Otherwise you'll be like, what the heck is happening? That doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah. Because that's what He Who Remains is basically like, yeah, you made the mistake. Like, I already knew this was gonna happen. Because he said, basically when he died, his last words were, see you soon. And he was just like, what does that mean? And then You learn in the end of the next season, it's because he's going to go back and He Who Remains says, well, you need to let me live. And if you're going to do that, you have to kill Sylvie.
Yeah.
That's the only way it'll happen. Because he's aware of everything. He knows what Loki's been doing in the past to come back. And
he knows a lot for absolutely no reason.
Yeah.
It's like, bro knows everything.
Right. Yeah, so Loki's like, all right, I know what I have to do. And he goes back to when the loom is about to explode, Forgets all the centuries of things he's been doing. He's like, that was a waste of time, but I know what I need to do now.
And he just goes, instead of Victor, to the timeline, or to the loom. And Morbius and Sylvie are like, what are you doing, dude? Like, and he's like, what? I'm a god of mischief. I gotta do something.
Yeah, and that's actually a really good callback. I don't know if you caught the scene where he says something like, I know who I am. I know what kind of God I'm supposed to be for you, for all of us. Because that's a callback to the first Thor movie where he appeared in like 2011 or something.
Dang.
And that's what Loki says to Odin. He's like, I know. He's like, I'm doing this for you, for all of us. Like, I'm trying to rule like you want, me to. And he kind of gets beaten down for that. And then so... After all of these years of, like, learning, like, Loki's made this full circle. And It becomes this really, like, good moment.
Tender.
Yeah.
No, it's good. Anyway, so then he starts running out there. And they're like, dude, what are you doing? Like, we had a plan. And he's like, well, it's not going to work. So, don't try that. Trust me, I know. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
So then he basically just, what does he do? Like, grab the timelines and just, like, start.
Yeah. Because that was something else Mobius said was, sometimes we need to destroy what's already there to make something better. Because Mobius shared a story about him having to go to this, to kill this variant on Earth who was going to end up killing thousands of people.
Oh, yeah.
And it ended up being, like, this little kid. And He was like, for the first time, I had to, like, make that decision. I was like, am I really going to do this? And he decided not to, but... this other person had to, like, step in and, like, do what was right,
because,
like, in quotes.
Ended up, like, thousands of people were going to be killed. Like, 6,000 people were going to be killed, I think they said. And then some even died before the other person came in and killed.
Yeah, and that's what he says, like, so sometimes we just need to do, like, go against what we think is right and do, like, or what others say is right to do what we think is right, I guess. We have to destroy what's there to make something better. And so that's what inspires him to do, like, that next moment in at the end.
Just, that scene. He's got these little, like, moccasins on.
Yeah.
Loafers. They're loafers.
Right. And that's what he's like, okay, well, I'm going to destroy the loom. So he just rips the whole thing apart with crazy magic. And that's like what Cameron
said. Everything's turning
green. Yeah, like, he just starts grabbing, like, the strands of time itself. Like, the timeline is represented by these... kind of ropes kind of things.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he grabs all of these things and...
Look, he grabs all these strands and goes and he, like, sits on a throne. He's got, like, his massive horns back. Yeah. And he just kind of sits there, you know.
Yeah.
And then it shows Morbius, like, going back to his house. Anyway, it ends up being, like, really happy and everything. And they're like, well, we wish Loki was still here, but this is good.
Yeah. Well, that's what like, Loki basically makes, like, the sacrifice for the whole timeline. Because when he decides to do that, he is able to account for the infinite timelines.
One of the coolest scenes MCU has ever done. Yeah,
if you don't watch the rest of the series, go and watch that.
Go watch the
end of it. It's really good.
It's so good.
And then, yeah, like, Mobius has this kind of retirement scene sort of a thing. And kind of a touching moment with B-15. Because she's like, well, if you ever want to come back, like... we're all
here. I'll save you a seat, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
And then she's like, are you scared? And he just says, like, oh, yeah. Like, I'm really scared. And goes back to the timeline. Meets up with Sylvie for a second. And he's just like, I'm going to stay here and just let time pass. Which I thought was, like, pretty
good. Yeah, it was a great way to end the season.
Yeah.
Just with that.
And then I think it just ends with, like, you see Loki sitting on that throne. Mm. Which, by the end, he says he doesn't even want the throne anymore. Which is a complete 180 from...
from the Loki that we remember.
From, like, Loki in the Avengers.
The first Avengers,
that's literally all he wants, and then he completely changes.
Yeah, he completely flips. It's crazy. Yeah. It's a great series. Definitely recommend.
Yeah, like Hemden said, it's probably one of the best things that Marvel's done in the past 5 years, maybe.
Yeah, I would think so.
Because there's been a lot of stuff that's happened, but I think that was really good.
Yeah, it was a great series.
Yeah.
Strongly recommend. 10 out of 10. For most of it. Sylvie's hair needs to be
fixed. Kevin doesn't like Sylvie's hair very much.
Just in the second season.
Yeah.
It's not good. It's like a mullet with bangs. It's awful. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
It's alright.
You get past it for the plot, you know?
I guess so. Or something. I guess that's really all we wanted to share, was just kind of our thoughts about that.
Our thoughts about Masterpiece, you know?
It was really good.
Yeah, it's great.
Any last thoughts, Kendon?
No, that's all. All
right.
Scamper, little badgers.
Please scamper.
1 hour 30 minutes
That's so mean.
It's okay. Someday I'll love myself.
That's...
self-love. Hashtag self-love.
Don't do that. Hashtag little badgers instead. Then people
Hashtag
can find
little
us.
Badgers. Thank you. Lil. L-I-L.
With an apostrophe.
With an apostrophe. Thank you.
Yeah, it's important.
It is.
Unless you're going to any of our social media, then there's not an apostrophe. It's a little confusing.
It's a little confusing.
It's stupid.